So these are teachings on how to develop inner strength. And what's unique about them is that this inner strength is available, and just the moment when you think you've hit the bottom, things are the worst, like you've really lost it now, there's no hope for you, this is the precious moment. I love these teachings for obvious reasons. There's so much material to work with. So instead of trying to ask ourselves, you know, how can I find peace and happiness? We could ask ourselves, can I sit with pain, mine and yours, without trying to fix it? Can I stay present and let it open me? You see, this is the trick. These things in our lives, these moments of unwanted feelings, of pain, of hard times, of difficulty, these are the moments when we put up the barriers. These are the moments when we turn into ourselves and put up the walls around ourselves. We sort of get dry and sour and afraid. We crumble in some kind of way, or tighten or harden out of fear that there's going to be more pain coming. But this is the very same moment where we could change that habit. In this very moment, habitually, and this is in this kind of practice, you get very familiar, incredibly intimate with these barriers that we put up around our hearts and around our whole being, that in Buddhism is called ego. We become so intimate with how we just shut down, close off, freeze the situation. And that intimacy, coming to know so well these barriers, this is what actually begins to melt the barriers and dissolve the barriers, is getting to know them like that. So this work is about that moment in time that happens so often during our day. All the moments of irritation, disapproval, resentment, righteous indignation, not to mention inadequacy, guilt, shame, fear. Anybody out there know what I'm talking about? We have so much familiarity with these things, but actually not enough. We would usually say too much, but actually not enough. Because when these things arise, and I know this so well from my personal experience, when you start training like this, the first thing you realize is that there is just this automatic panic that goes along with it. Or in some sense, you just harden and freeze. And really, in the Buddhist teachings, this is called ego, this sense of barriers that we erect all the time between ourselves and others to protect ourselves from the fear of feeling pain, is that all the teachings, any level of teaching from any Buddhist teacher of Theravadin tradition, Zen tradition, Pure Land tradition, Vajrayana tradition, doesn't matter, whatever teachings and practices you receive in Buddhism, they all agree at one point. The slogan actually says all dharmas agree at one point, but it means